Welcome to the Amelia Gentle Dentistry Smilecast. I'm Michael, your host from the Amelia Gentle Dentistry team. Each month, we bring you a simple, helpful conversation about one topic that can make a real difference in your health, comfort, and confidence. Today, we're talking about sleep apnea, snoring, and a treatment option many people may not realize can begin at the dentist's office. Joining me today is Dr. Jackie Miller, one of the owners and dentists at Amelia Gentle Dentistry in Fernandina Beach. Dr. Jackie is here to help us better understand what sleep apnea is, why it matters, and how oral appliance therapy may help some patients who are looking for an alternative to CPAP. Dr. Jackie, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Michael. I'm glad to be here. This is an important topic because a lot of people live with the symptoms of sleep apnea for a long time without realizing what may be causing them. And others assume the only treatment option is a CPAP machine.
Let's start with the basics. When people hear the words sleep apnea, they often think of snoring, but they may not really understand what is happening. What is obstructive sleep apnea?
Obstructive sleep apnea happens when the airway becomes blocked during sleep, usually because the soft tissues in the back of the throat relax and narrow the airway. Breathing can pause over and over through the night. Even if a person doesn't fully wake up each time, their sleep is repeatedly interrupted, so they may never get the deep, restorative sleep their body needs.
And that can show up as a lot more than just snoring, right?
Exactly. Loud snoring is one common sign, but people may also wake up feeling unrefreshed, have daytime fatigue, trouble concentrating, morning headaches, restless sleep, or hear from a spouse or partner that they gasp, choke, or seem to stop breathing during sleep. Those signs are worth paying attention to.
A lot of people put off getting help because they picture a mask, a hose, and a machine by the bed.
That's very common. CPAP is an important treatment, and it remains the standard treatment for many severe cases. But not everyone tolerates it well. Some people struggle with the mask, the noise, the hose, or the inconvenience of traveling with it. For the right patient, there may be another option that feels much more manageable.
And that option is oral appliance therapy. What is that exactly?
Oral appliance therapy uses a custom-fit appliance, similar in some ways to a retainer, that is worn during sleep. It gently helps hold the lower jaw in a position that may help keep the airway more open. For many patients, it can be a comfortable, quiet, and portable treatment option.
So instead of a mask and machine, it's a custom appliance made specifically for the patient.
That's right. It's custom made for the patient's mouth and bite. Patients often appreciate that it's small, easy to travel with, simple to care for, and does not require electricity. It's very different from an over-the-counter mouth guard.
One thing that stands out at Amelia Gentle Dentistry is your background in this area. You're one of the only AADSM-qualified sleep apnea dentists in Nassau County. What does that credential mean, and why should patients care?
I'm a qualified dentist with the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine, or AADSM. That means I've completed formal training focused on dental sleep medicine and oral appliance therapy. It matters because this is a specialized area of care. A properly designed, fitted, and adjusted oral appliance is not the same as a one-size-fits-all device. Training and follow-up matter.
I also want to make an important distinction here. Amelia Gentle Dentistry helps with treatment, but the practice is not diagnosing sleep apnea.
Correct. Diagnosis requires a physician and a sleep study. Our role is on the treatment side after diagnosis, and we help patients understand what steps may come next. We also offer the Sleep Image Ring, which is an at-home sleep test that can help start the process, and the information is reviewed by a clinician.
That seems like a more approachable starting point for someone who has been putting this off.
It can be. For many people, being able to begin from home feels much less overwhelming, and it can help them take that first step toward getting answers.
Another question people often have is cost. Is oral appliance therapy something insurance may help with?
Because sleep apnea is a medical condition, oral appliance therapy is often covered by medical insurance rather than dental insurance. Coverage can vary, of course, but our team can review benefits so patients have a better idea of what may apply before moving forward.
Before we wrap up, what would you say to someone listening who thinks this sounds familiar but has not done anything about it yet?
I'd say don't ignore the signs. If you snore heavily, wake up tired, or someone has told you that you stop breathing during sleep, it's worth asking questions. Better sleep can make a real difference in how you feel day to day, And for many patients, there may be a more comfortable option than they expected.
If you'd like to learn more about sleep apnea and oral appliance therapy, Amelia Gentle Dentistry is located at 1699 South 14th Street, Suite 21, Fernandina Beach, Florida, 32034. And the office can be reached at 904-277-8500. This episode is for general education only and is not medical advice. Sleep apnea diagnosis requires a physician. Dr. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michael. I'm glad we could talk about it.
And thank you for listening to the Amelia Gentle Dentistry Smilecast. We'll be back next month with a new topic and another helpful conversation from the Amelia Gentle Dentistry team. Until then, take care and sleep well.